have another speaker coming. I'll be brief. Amen. I want to preach tonight on a very controversial subject. Is that all right? Amen. I want to preach on something tonight that is very abused in the local church. Amen. I like this weird quietness. Amen. I'm going to preach something tonight that is going to sound kind of corny and sound cliche, and it's something that a lot of us have been guilty of even making fun of. But I'm going to tell you, without it, you will be sunk.
Amen.
Amen. Preach on something tonight that's been abused by not only preachers, but by people in the pew. It's been neglected. It's been exploited. Amen. Take your Bible, turn to John chapter 15. I want to preach something tonight that is forgotten in our churches. There was a crowd of people, I guess, back in the 60s that started a movement and all, and probably a little bit before that. And, you know, the hippie revolution, the charismatic movement and all that. And people, you know, they're shaving their heads and Hare Krishnas and all the mess. And I don't know if that is why we started abusing this. I can't put my thumb on it to where this even really started, to where it kind of dissipated in our churches. But I've been burdened about it. Amen. And I'm going to show you a forgotten commandment.
Amen.
Amen. Look in John chapter 15. And here is the Lord Jesus talking again here in verse number 8. John 15, 8. Jesus Christ says, "Herein is my Father glorified." Now, I don't know about you, but if you get to where he's glorified,
amen,
business picks up.
Right.
Amen. You won't have to worry about confusion. You won't have to worry about leading the service.
Amen.
When he's glorified, he'll take over.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Brother Ryman will tell you that. It's easy to moderate up here when he's glorified.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Now, do you believe the God the Father loved God the Son?
Yeah.
Amen. He said, the way God the Father loves me, I love you.
Amen.
Verse 10 said, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you."
Amen.
Amen. Boy, you talk about a needed thing today.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You might make it a while without joy, but buddy, you're going to be miserable all the way. I can tell by preaching to people whether or not they got any joy or not. Some folks, I don't know if they've ever been happy. You ought to see it from up here. It is a work of art from up here. He said that my joy might remain in you, and look at this, and that your joy might be full. Well, there's a whole message there. But I want to preach at verse number 12. Here's the forgotten commandment. Here's the exploited thing that we forgot about. This is my commandment. Amen. That means it's not just a preference.
Right. Yeah.
That you love one another as I have loved you.
Amen.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Did you see this commandment that Jesus Christ himself made here then? Look at verse number 17. These things I command you that you love one another. Folks, you don't have a devil want to get in here and destroy? He'll get you folks to where you don't love one another. Amen. That love right there that is in a church and that you love one another that are saved, buddy, that's been exploited. Amen. Evangelists exploit that. Amen. I'm a student of evangelism. I love preaching, but especially in the office of an evangelist. That's my life. That's my passion. Amen. I'm ate up with it. And when I see a guy that I believe is a shyster, and he's just in it for the money, I'd just soon take him outside and whoop the daylights out of him. Say, why? He causes more confusion than he does anything else. Amen. And what he does is he takes his good graces on the church, and he don't love them like he should. Amen. I might not be able to. There's going to be a lot of preachers here this week, and they're a lot smarter than me. They're a lot more spiritual than I am, and they're greater preachers than I am. But I'll guarantee you one thing. Amen. It'll be hard for them to love you all as much as I do.
That's true.
Amen. And I'm not just trying to sound corny or cliche. I do. I love you all. I love this church. I love some of y'all. Amen. It's as weird as you are, I love you.
Amen.
Amen. And it's that right there. Buddy, you talk about, somebody said one day, was talking to me and said, Brother Mark, do you realize when you go around these camp meetings how few preachers ever preach to the young people? I said, yeah, I noticed that. He goes, you know why? I said, why? He goes, you can't fool kids. They know whether or not you care. Amen. So here is the commandment, that you love one another. Now, folks, whether you want to realize it or not, one of the greatest attributes that God ever gave man, God has attributes. But you know one of the greatest attributes that man has is the ability to love. That, my friend, is what makes the difference. Brother Mike talking about, you know, PBI, Ruckman guys and all that and the different stripes and different, I could write a book about schisms and man alive. I've been traveling 28 years around. Amen. Some of the snottiest people I've ever met in my life. Some of the folks that have thumbed their nose at folks. He's talking about that little girl coming in. I'm telling you, folks, you can't beat loving people. You can't beat it. Amen. And I don't know how you get that. I don't know if there's a formula for it. I don't know if sitting here, I don't know if you can get it in a revival meeting. I don't know if you can get it by even preaching a message. But I know this, we sure need it. Amen. And if you don't have it, the church suffers for it. That's what changed my life. Amen. Come into church and I still had my hair was still long and amen. And them folks, man, them Christians were bigger than life to me. Amen. And then all them old women in the church, Sister Booth. I don't know if Miss Linda remembers her or not. And Sister Gilly. Amen. And Sister Clipper and those older ladies, they'd see me. I'd come in and still rough looking, man, hair was still long, and I'd gotten saved, and they'd say, oh, honey, it's so good to see you. And they'd hug me, and man, I thought them people were some of the greatest people on face of the earth. Amen. Sister Ruckman, she was bigger than life. Me and my wife, and she bought me and her two Bibles, two Cambridge Bibles, and gave them to us. And man, that made a difference in my life. I didn't know people done such things. Brother Dan Gilbert, Brother Allen knows him. He's one of our mentors. And Brother Dan found out that my daddy had bailed me out of jail. And he knew I owed my dad, still owed him $700. And he came to me one day, and he had gotten some kind of inheritance or something that they got from their family. And he walked up to me, and he hugged me and kissed me on the cheek. And he stuck some money in my pocket. And he says, "This is for you, boy." He goes, "You don't pay me back. This ain't a loan. This is for you. I'm giving this to you. And the reason I am is because I love you. Do you understand, son?" And I hugged him. I said, "I understand." And I said, "I can't take it, though, Brother Dan." He goes, "No, it's yours. You take it." And my dad, man, he always taught us not to take anything like that. And boy, he walked away, and I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out, and it was 7 $100 bills. And in 1982, I did not know people done such things. Amen. And Miss Sam, amen, Gilbert, she loved me. And that made a difference in my life. I've been around higher thinkers. I've been around, amen, people that could take the Greek critical apparatus and take the diacritical markings and papyrus fragments and the cuneiform writings and Kenneth Weiss word studies and, amen, Westcott and Hort and tear down, amen, the Greek apparatus and all that. And they ain't got, amen, they can't love anybody sitting around them. There's something wrong with that. The Bible said, hey, love one another. This is my commandment. Amen. And if you don't have it, buddy, we suffer for it. The church suffers for it. Amen, amen. Say, well, what, let me say number one, this love, this forgotten commandment, it shows me that I'm saved. Amen. Because I would have never loved you all without it. Right. Amen. Somebody wrote this song, and I just heard it not too long ago. And they sing it, that Potter boy, amen, from Edwards sing this, and I got the words to it. Amen. We heard it at Brother Mike's. And man, I said, this is my, that's my testimony song. Amen. So I'm going to sing it to y'all, all right? Amen. How I came to love these pilgrims is to me a great surprise. And the way the Lord has led me is a wonder in my eyes. I never thought I'd be one. But I'm happy now to say that although I used to hate you, I am one of you today. Now I know the world despised them, so I said, 'twill never do. I'd lose my reputation if I joined this noisy crew. But then I heard my Savior calling, you must surely go their way. Now it's said, oh hallelujah, I am one of y'all today. Amen. Now I'm glad that I have joined y'all, for they led me in the right, and I'm gonna stay among them, ever walking in the light. Then someday I'll join their number. Woo! Over on the other shore, it's said, oh hallelujah, I'm a pilgrim evermore. And now I feel constrained to tell it, 'cause I love this narrow way. It is settled, hallelujah, I am one of them today. Amen. I never thought I'd be one of y'all, but I am. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I found out, buddy, this is where real love is. This is, hey, this ain't fake. This ain't made up. Amen. This is where the real love of God is. And I preached this in a church somewhere here not too long ago and preached the whole thing on loving one another. And the preacher got up right behind me and said, well, that was a good message on the love of God. And I sit there, and I'm like, no, it wasn't either. Hey, no, it wasn't. It wasn't, love. It wasn't the love of God. It's the love that you have for one another. Amen. Amen. Hey, you can't mistake it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Those, all those old folks I talked about there at Bible Baptist, they're all gone now. They're over on the other side. The old preacher, he's gone.
Yeah,
right. Amen. Brother Chandler, me and him talking, Brother Allen said, man, I feel like an orphan now.
Yeah.
Amen. They're gone. They're over yonder. Hey, it's our turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
People talk about the old doc, and man, he loved us.
Amen.
Amen. He's the only one that ever could have done anything with us. Amen. Say, why? How'd that happen? Because he loves somebody. Do you know you can make a difference in somebody's life? Do you know that, weirdo?
Yeah.
Do you know you can step out of your weird little comfort zone or your weird world that you're in and you can love somebody and it'll make a difference? This church should never be the same. Amen. Some of you, I don't know if you even think God loves you. Me and Brother Jesse was in a meeting years ago, and I ain't going to say the name because y'all would know it, but we was in a meeting, and a girl came to the altar, and she motioned for me, and she was crying, and I had talked about cutters. I do that a lot in my revival meetings and stuff that I'm in. And that little old girl, she's 18 years old, and she had been cutting herself. And me and Jesse went back to the motel we stayed, and man, we talked about it. We couldn't hardly sleep.
Yeah.
And the next night, I did an experiment. I went up to the gal, and she's a pastor's daughter. She's a cutter. And I had done an experiment. I said, young lady, let me ask you a question. I said, do the people in your church, do they love you? And she immediately said, no. And I said this, I hope I'm right. I said, I think you're wrong. I think they really do. But you know there's a possibility they really don't. Do you know there's a possibility you could be sitting here and you let some of these little boys and girls fall right through the cracks? Do you know you can be sitting here, big boy, and another family, another home just across the pew from you or the other side of the church or in front of you is ready to bust up? And the only thing they got, they've never seen God. They've never seen the presence of God. They've never seen a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by the day. You know what they know about God? You. You know what they know about, amen, what God is? By you. Man, get out of your weird comfort zone.
Amen.
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 So what is this forgotten commandment? Buddy, I'm telling you, it'll let you know you're saved.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I get emails, I get texts from people that's been out of church for years. I've gotten texts from people that used to be here.
Yeah.
They'll say, Brother Mark, I watched you today on YouTube. And you know what they'll say just about every time? Thanks for loving me. I can't do much anything else. We were at Brother Bard's. Jesse, was you there when Mary showed up? Jesse wasn't there, and Mary, Brother Bard's daughter, she'd been out, I mean, for, what, 2 years? And I got a couple texts from her, Uncle Mark. I love you. And she hadn't even talked to her daddy, none of them. I called Brother Bard, and he goes, wow, well, I'm glad at least she, you know, and we cried, man. And this last March in revival meeting, and Brother David was up in the pulpit doing songs, and he's sitting there, and he looks out, and he sees her sitting there. And he goes, hey, sissy. Man, I'm telling you. Woo! Buddy, there was a rush. It went down to the church. And I turned around, and there she sat. And she couldn't stand it no more. Amen. And you know what the first thing I said to her? I said, girl, I love you.
Yeah.
Buddy, I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want out of life. But if you get out here messed up, you came back in here, I guarantee you that'd be a welcome.
Amen.
Amen. That'd be a welcome three little words. I love you. Amen. Who would ever thought you'd hear me? Let's group hugs. Amen. I believe it lets you know you're saved. I believe it's the greatest thing that you can give. I don't know. Do you feel like you've been wrong? Did somebody mess you up? Somebody mess up your heart to where you can't love like you ought to? I believe it's the greatest gift that you can give anybody else. Brother Danny, we saw him today, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of hate to watch any of them because I miss my buddy so bad. And we get in a meeting, and, amen, we call it a feast of charity. We've had them around here. You know, God will move around, and we all get drunk.
Yep.
Amen. Here I am. I'm drunk again. We start giving our money away, and everybody's like, hey, man, I love you, man. Brother Danny, he'd always hug me. He'd always say the same thing. He'd say, oh, I'm crazy about you, boy. Amen. He'd say, what? My buddy loved me. And I loved him. Amen. And Brother Allen and Brother Jim and Brother Glenn. And amen. Brother Mike. Man, these fellas have come around. And I got a core of buddies. Brother Rick Drummond. Amen. I love these guys. I'd fight for them. Amen. I fight for some of you. As weird as you are. Amen. As pretty as your hair is. Amen. I fight for you. Amen. Isn't it beautiful? It's the greatest thing anybody could ever give. You know, one of the hardest things you'll ever do if you leave the church and don't show up here is you'll miss the folks that love you and being around you.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Do you know, folks, do you realize there's a recipe in the Bible for staying right with God?
Amen.
Do you know if I love you as a sister, the Bible says, amen, love as brethren, love as sisters. That way I won't ever have to worry about thinking about you immoral. If I love you like a sister, you take that out of a church and it's just fellowship and it's just people hanging around one another. After a while, your eyes and all that, do you not see then why the devil would want to get in here and cause love to grow cold? It's the greatest thing you can do. It's the greatest thing you can give. I remember I went down to see Dr. Upman. It had been years since I had been down there and seen him. And I walked in, and I seen him when I come in. I seen him in his office. And I looked around. There wasn't nobody in there. I said, well, this is a good time. And I started walking back here before church, and he got up, and he came this way. And he's got his Bible, you know, and he's like, he's on a mission, you know. And he stopped and looked up at me. He goes, hey, man, what are you doing here? I said, I come to see you. He said, you did? I said, yeah. I said, I come to tell you I love you. He put his arms around me, and he's just a little tiny old man then. And he put his arms around me, and he got tears in his eyes. I'm an odd duck from there. I got saved down there. And he goes, oh, man, I love you too, man. Amen. I don't know what I'd give for that now.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And I don't know. People get bitter. And man alive, folks, life's too short not to love folk. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it's the glue that holds this place together. It's the glue that holds it together. You can watch when somebody starts to get away from God in a way. You know what they do? They separate themselves.
Yep.
We've seen it in our preacher brethren. When they get to the point where they're so big that they don't need friends no more, we go like this, huh? We've watched it. There's a pattern. Amen. That's why you need the brethren. me and Brother Chandler was preaching together down at Folkestone at Brother Mike's, down at Peoples. And we was at the little house where we were staying at, and we had two recliners sitting next to each other. And we had our notes out and stuff. And he goes, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I said, don't preach that. I said, that's stupid. Man, we must laugh for 10 minutes. And every time now he'll see me and I'll get ready. He goes, you gonna preach something stupid? I like to see you try that with some of these big guns. Amen. But I notice this, if you kind of separate yourself away from the church, amen, you know what you do? Your heart will deceive you. You know what you'll start to do? You'll start to pick apart these people of God sitting in here. Listen, folks, if you can't find fault with us, you're probably mentally deficient. I mean, we all here. We need God. Amen. We are all a mess. And you start picking folks apart. Well, let's examine you. Let's get the preachers this week and just set you in a chair here. And we set on a little panel. Let's examine you with the Bible. See how you add up. But you know what you do? You love folk.
Amen.
Love one another. You know what Jesus Christ told his disciples? They said, Lord, when's going to be the end of the world? What's going to be the sign of your coming? And Jesus said, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for the end is not yet. He said, many shall come in my name, even saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He said, and ye shall be offended for my name's sake. And many, amen, will even, amen, deceive one another and turn on one another. And he said this, and he said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But if that, my friend, is where we are, we could delve into your heart and try to find out what happened in there to make you cold or whatever. But I'll tell you what's happened. Love has grown cold.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
I don't know how you remedy. I don't know how you make somebody love somebody. I don't know how do we get you all to love Josh? Only Jesus. Only, amen. It's a divine work, I reckon. Amen. But you, once you're around him, my wife says, I love that idiot. Amen. And she does. Amen. And sitting in here, I could name names, man alive. Somebody told me this morning, said, I used to despise you. I said, but now you love me, don't you?
Na, 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 na.
Amen. I'll tell you what, folks, it sure is easier for me to love people that love me. How about you? It's easy for me to pray to somebody that, or pray for somebody that's saying, hey, man, I pray for you every day. I say, wow. What about a church like this? Man, what can it do? We could turn the world upside down. But you know where the devil's going to get in? With you all not loving one another like you should. Amen. I know the track that it takes, buddy. You can follow it. It's like an evil disease that leaves a sticky, clammy, stinky track behind it. I know the look. Buddy, I don't know what happened. Somebody done you wrong. Somebody broke your heart. But I'm telling you, these folks sitting here, this is the cream of the crop. These are the best there is. And if you love the people sitting here, you won't want to ever miss.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I know in California what they do is they have what they call an earthquake drill.